Monday, December 13th. The schedule of meetings for today went pretty well. President got a good reception, very enthusiastic, pleasant crowds in the streets in the town where the meetings are after we choppered over from the Air Force Base. He met Pompidou in the garden and went in according to the plan. Henry said to me during the photo session that he thought he'd step out of the meeting and wait for the president to call him in. And I said he shouldn't push his luck, he should just go in and settle down. So it turns out I was right, because the entire morning meeting went through its full course of 2.5 hours and the president never did call Henry in, so he sat in a little room outside stewing. He wouldn't go into the Rogers meeting because he wanted Rogers to think he was in with the two presidents. And that backfired when the Rogers meeting finally ended and Bill came out and went into the room where Henry was, and thus discovered that Henry was not in with the presidents. I kept in touch with Washington today on a sporadic basis. Not much going. They're still in a hassle in the Senate on trying to get a continuing resolution passed. Mansfield apparently is holding it up to try and use it as a hostage for his amendment and so forth. But the House is working to try and bust the logjam, so things look pretty good. Kissinger apparently had two or three flaps as the day went on regarding Pakistan. He thought he had it all worked out when I saw him this morning before the meeting and was quite ecstatic. But the president called me over this evening before he left for the dinner and said that a snag had developed, which would probably mean he couldn't go to Florida. And then he mentioned that Henry had gotten a phone call from Haig, which he took at the president's house, and the president heard him talking to him and was really quite shocked, because Henry had ranted and raved at Al and had made the point that George Bush was an idiot and that Al had handled everything wrong and that Henry should have stayed home and taken charge of things because they had all botched them up, etc. Henry was still also in a funk because of being kept out of the morning meeting, although he did get in the afternoon meeting, and because of Rogers' press briefing. Then the president topped that by having Connally do a briefing this afternoon after the afternoon session. And I suppose the president will do one tomorrow. The session seemed to be going pretty well. And the president was in excellent spirits tonight before he left for the dinner, but he did want to work out some way not to have all the cabinet guys on his plane going back. So we're going to juggle things around to try and accomplish that. End of December 13th.